2-2 today for Eli Tomac. I had to ask you because it's late and I'm hot and I want to go home. But got an overall win. Your moto streak came to an end, but still a good day. Straight up in the first moto, Roczen rode great.
Yep, he did. First moto, you know, he made the moves early. That's what something I've noticed about him is, you know, he's really good at slicing through the pack the first lap and maybe taking a little bit of risk, you know. That's where he is really good because going to the second moto, if we can skip to that really quick, yeah. He made the moves super fast, you know, because he was right there in front of me. And but he did wash out there, so you know maybe he did take a little chance there and, right. and paid for it. But the first moto, he was on it. By the time I got to second, he was gone. And for me, this track, it wasn't a Tomac track where I could really get the mojo going. You know,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know if anyone really had it, so he just kind of had to settle in with it.
Nice move on the tabletop, though. That was sweet. Mm. And I was bugging RV about not doing it, and I was bugging everybody about not doing it. You're the only guy I saw try it. I guess seeing Cirillo eyed it up at some point, but how was it?
Yeah, it was the roller section right onto the table. Yeah. I used it to get Martin in the first moto. It was sweet. Then I kind of cased it, got a little scared.
Second moto, you cased it good.
Yeah, cased the weeds out.
You never did it again.
Yeah, I never did it again. The lip was just a little bit funky, you know, kind of like how the track was all day.
Right. Yeah, not anybody's favorite track. Let's put it this way, though. Was it better than Miller?
No. Miller was better.
Yeah, you're like the third guy that said that.
I should. Miller was better. Okay. If you think this place is better, I think you're crazy. Because Miller.
I think Weimer said this was better. I need to check the records.
Okay, let's say Weimer's crazy.
Right.
Miller had the sand. It just had a little bit more flow. This place is weird. Like it. It's just prepped weird. The mulch is weird. You know, I personally like when they mix sand into it, not the funky wood chip mulch stuff. And it's just not a place we need to have a national.
And again, second moto, Baggett, a good ride for him. Last one on number one plate. Maybe he had something to prove. He rode great.
Yeah. You know, Blake rode good. Caught him a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the Red Cross thing happened. I actually saw the guy jumping on the side of the track, waving his arms like, oh, my gosh. You know, watch out. And I thought Blake was going to crash because I saw it. I must have been looking up a little bit more or something.
Yeah. They didn't dock him for that at all?
Yeah. No, he did get docked.
Oh, seconds?
Or? Maybe even a position.
Oh, so you won?
I officially won, even though I didn't officially win.
Oh, okay. See, this is news because I was making the rounds. I knew they were discussing
it. I'm officially on the result sheet at 2-1.
My apologies, then. I should know this as a media.
And then, well, after that, he kind of snuck away again.
But wait a minute. Getting back to that incident, I think that was a fair. I think he definitely pushed the limit.
He pushed the limit because I saw it, and I was even behind him. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he was in the zone. I don't know.
Right,
but the guy, I even saw the rider on the side of the track jumping up and down saying, hey.
Yeah.
And I saw a flag. Right. So, I mean, who knows? Right. You know, you never know. But, you know, that's where he did get back away from me, and then he kind of put the hammer down, and I was like, there's no reason for me to try to go after him.
Taking some time off for designations before designations at all?
Yeah. I'll probably take at least a week off. We have just over a month, so you know, no reason to keep frying myself out.
Right.
Go back home to Colorado, do some hunting, play some golf.
Yeah. Looking forward to it, designations? A little nervous?
I'm definitely not nervous because I want to go race the Euros and show them what America's got.
That's bold.
It's bold, but I'm going to be bold about it. I think we can beat him.
I like it. And you know what? Kenny's been blazing faster. He's won MX2 3 years in a row, I think.
Yeah.
Beat a lot of 450s. But you've beat him all year, so you got to have confidence you can do it. He's on his home track. If you're in the media like me, this is awesome. This is a great setup. Like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously is going to be fast, but I think myself and Ken are probably, you know, Blake's been going really fast too, but I think we are the fastest MX2 guys, you know. You know, who knows? We don't have hurlings over here, but me and Kenny are definitely close to the top of the list.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. Hey, well, good job on the season. Fantastic job. And, 450 class. And thanks.
Yeah.